Hey everybody, it's the biggest sports day in America. Sorry to our European and around the world fans. But today is the Super Bowl, so we figured why not talk about the one major sport that Star Wars has to offer. It's Jedi Alliance. We're talking about it all right now, so stay with us.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Jedi Alliance.
This episode's gonna be so wizard! Welcome to the episode... Another episode of Jedi Alliance. I'm one of your hosts, and it's Mark Medonica. This is where we celebrate the greatest saga in film and beyond. I'm sorry, I keep switching cameras to our lovely engineer. You can find me on Twitter at Mark Medonica. We've got the full squad back in town.
That's right.
You're here every week, so I'm going to wait on you. Alexis has returned to us kindly. But you seem to have had a wonderful weekend off last week.
I did. We went to San Diego, and it was fun. We got to see whales and stuff. And it was fun. But I'm really happy to be back because I want to talk about pod racing.
Let's talk about pod racing.
I'm so excited. You can find me all over social media at atores890. That's A-T-O-R-R-E-S 890.
And the man to my left, one of the greatest men I've ever known, Michael Young.
Well, thank you. Hello, everyone. Today, we're talking about Star Wars. Pod racing. That's right. But before we get to that, you can find me online. O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A.
So we're not talking just about pod racing. There's a little bit of news that we're going to talk about as well. Some fun stuff that came out over the previous week. This first little bit, did anybody see Lando hanging out with Lando?
Yes.
That was a little weird. I just saw a fan taking an awkward selfie, and in the background was Billy Dee Williams having a meal with Donald Glover.
Yes. I have to say that when you see that, you don't take the hidden selfie. Like, you roll up. I want to be honest. I would have rolled up and be like, hello, gentlemen. I'm going to be honest. Both of you are like heroes of mine. I need to take a picture of you guys. I need you guys to pose. I can't do one of those like hidden, like somebody's just like, nah, I need like a real picture, like Lando
this.
And Lando.
I
like,
gotta snap this. Yeah.
No.
They need to do a cool pose, and I'll be like, this is going on Facebook immediately.
Well, I'd be afraid to walk up and Billy be like, whoa, 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 what have we here? Like, sort of a thing. And then I would be dead. I would be melted. Melted in the floor.
No!
But, I mean, this is cool. It's getting a chance. It seems like, and they talked to Billy on a red carpet a little bit after the event. And he talked about how Donald was this, like, down-to-earth, worldly soul that he could really, like, come together and discuss this character. Especially, we've talked about previously on the show that Billy Dee's not done with Lando. Like, that's his character. And he won't be done with it until he says he's done with it.
Yeah.
But it seems like Donald's trying to take the right approach in approaching this character.
Yeah, getting the solid advice from a original Lando.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it sounds good.
And I did hear that Alden did the same with Harrison, but it didn't make as much news because nobody snapped it. It was probably just a private meeting. Sorry, you can come over.
You probably went to Harrison's
how do you say
big house.
He gets quieter and quieter by the minute and slow. Like,
yeah,
anytime
I watch his interviews, I'm like, I'm sorry, what did he just? What's happening? I need like eight speakers to actually hear.
Put his mic on 200, please.
Or just put the captions. That would be great.
He has a guy following him around that does live captions.
It says like muffled, and then it says hello.
I would volunteer as tribute since I do captions for a TV network. I would totally want to be that person.
Be a live parenthetical machine.
Yes, please.
All about it.
Man. Like the personal stenographer or something?
Yeah. I'm down. I don't know what that pays, but I'm down.
So yeah, that was a fun little moment for the fans to sort of soak in and take in. Interesting that we haven't heard anything about Billy Dee being involved in episode 8 or any of the other films. Hmm. And yet he's like, oh yeah, no, this is my character and I'm sticking with it.
Interesting. My idea is that we've got to put Han Solo to rest in episode 8. in like some kind of formal fashion. You know, like the rebels give like this nice ceremony and stuff, and you know, and Lando's there to see his, you know, his buddy, his scoundrel, his road dog off, mm-hmm. you know, to the great beyond.
Oh. To see him become one with the Force.
I like yes. it.
Mm. Interesting. Yeah. I think that would just leave everything open to an attack by whatever's left of the First Order. Yeah, the Knights of Ren, I'm sure. Suck. Well, could you imagine if Leia put it out?
Like London to has Ben? Fallen, but in Star Wars.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's oh my like, God. Ben, oh my God. My brain.
I really want you to be here for when we bury your father. And he goes, oh no, I'm going to bring my friends and kill everybody.
It's like, I mean, that's not too far-fetched.
He's like, yeah, Mom, I can do that. Hold up, what's the address?
As he's like already like sending it out to everybody else.
I'll forward this email to all of my cronies.
Yeah, exactly.
But our
crew will be there.
I did like when you showed us that article about the meeting and everything, that the quote that they took from him was, I never thought of anybody else playing being Lando. I just see myself as Lando. Like, I would love to see like his first reaction when he was like, oh, they're gonna do a younger Lando, huh? Just I would like to just know like what his like first reaction to that
what
was.
What the? This was deal is getting worse all the time.
Yeah, you know. Like,
pray I don't change it any further.
yeah, I would like to see what his reaction was. I mean, clearly he's okay with it because he's met with him and everything's fine. I just would like the first initial like, hey, did you hear? What?
What?
Or I mean, like
at the same time. It's not his intellectual property. He's just correct. The only person.
It's still... I understand what you mean, because mm-hmm. it's like, hey, look, this is Disney's, and that's just how it is. But I understand him being like, you know, I've been Lando forever.
Yeah.
And that's me. Uh-huh. So I can kind of see him, especially since he kind of sort of helped create the character, like how the characteristics of him was. So I can kind of see a tighter bond with him in that character than, say, anyone else that he might have played.
Right. So, yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I wanted to know what his first reaction was, since he's literally only seen himself in this role, and now someone else is technically playing him.
And he's been able to, or people have been able to access him for any additional performances, like in any of the Lego Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Droid Tales. We had a little bit of Lando in there. And it was Billy Dee. For Rebels, still Billy Dee. And for Robot Chicken, which I rewatched this weekend. Man, that stuff. It's really weird thinking about Rogue One now. And like adding Rogue One into the mix of like the fun joke stuff that Robot Chicken was trying to do.
Oh, yeah.
And then where it goes with Episode 8, it's really funny to see like how much of that is quote accurate or how much got affected by the additional media that we now have.
And I wonder if they'll go back and do...
They can't. Robot Chicken is Warner Brothers. So it would have to be something really special. Yeah. Like, that's why they've done... Robot Chicken has done DC specials and Star Wars specials, but not a Marvel special.
Makes sense. Ah, dang it. That would be nice.
Ownership. It messes up everything.
Yeah. Yeah, but at least we got what we got when we got it.
No, yes. For real. Yeah. I completely agree with you on that.
And it's really... Go back and watch yourself some Robot Chicken Star Wars 1, 2, and 3. It's whole bunch of fun. You can get them now at your local retailer or Amazon.com. Hey, Alexa, buy Robot Chicken Star Wars.
Can you imagine if someone was listening to this live and they're Alexa actually? Like,
whatever, why not? Okay, Glass. So the next thing we want to talk about is a little bit of the interactive world. And that just reminded me of something I want to talk about for when we're talking about pod racing. But EA had a call recently about its investment call, and it provided us with this quote from it. We're thrilled to bring a new Star Wars Battlefront game to fans worldwide in the 2017 holiday season. In the past 2 years, Rogue One and The Force Awakens have opened new storylines and captured the imagination of hundreds of millions of Star Wars fans. I don't know why I'm so burpy. We've listened closely to our passionate Star Wars Battlefront community and expanded our existing game with more great content and experiences since its launch. As that game continues to thrive, we have also heard our players' desire for even more depth and progression. Our next Star Wars Battlefront will be even bigger, taking players into more locations and allowing them to play with more heroes and characters from across multiple Star Wars eras. There will be new ways to play, including all new single-player campaign and much, much more that we are excited to share with players in the months ahead. To build a game of this magnitude, we've brought together three great studios, DICE, Motive, and Criterion, and aligned their areas of expertise to deliver an amazing experience in the next Star Wars Battlefront. Now, I loved me some Battlefront when it first came out.
Heck yeah.
But
yeah.
There was so little to it that while that little was really great, if you fall off at any point, it's hard to reinsert yourself back into that world.
Yeah, it seems like they originally built it because multiplayer is just so huge. But then when you make it for multiplayer, which is extremely like deep with like players all over the world that just want to play multiplayer. But then the second you make it for that, of course, like always, they're like, where's the campaign?
Yeah.
And if they would have, yeah. I bet you, if they would have focused on campaign, there would have been the exact opposite where's the multiplayer? So it looks like they're trying to, you know, weave this in, make everybody happy, and sounds like a win, hopefully. You know, we know the just the look of the game is there. We know the playability is there. So now we just need, you know, throw in that campaign from different eras and stuff, and sounds like a winner.
Yeah, Alexis, I know you had a little bit. You had a little bit of an idea about this franchise.
I mean, it was just when I was reading it, I was seeing when they were like, "Oh, we're going to do a single player campaign." I was like, "Oh, but I really liked, even though it wasn't like really a campaign, because I do want more story. I do want it. I really liked the co-op. I thought that was fun, especially because there's not a lot of times where like my fiance and I play Destiny a lot. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you can't play technically like." On the same screen together. We had to get separate PS4s to play a game together. Like, that's how that works. So, as much as I want more story, I don't want them to take away the co-op at the same time. So I'm, like, in the middle, where I'm like, sure, I'm down for more campaign, but at the same time, keep the multiplayer. That would be awesome.
I think it was just something that they were adding to it.
Okay.
Because, I mean, they didn't say that they were scrapping the whole engine. So okay, I figured taking 2 years to build something. Sure. I wonder how they would make... If the single player campaign would have anything to do with crossing all of these different eras, so you see like General Grievous and I don't know, Kylo Ren teaming up,
that'd
or like
be cool.
You know, something real Disney Infinity like, but they want to keep it. It seems like they would want to keep it within the realm of experiencing stories that we're already familiar with.
Yeah, of course.
But to have that with the Jedi characters or with the named characters that they've been including, the hero characters is what I'm trying to say. I don't know, man. I'm surprised that EA didn't learn from Titanfall, because when Titanfall first came out, it was just multiplayer and people went, oh, that's fun. What else is there? And then just this year, they finally released Titanfall 2 and it had an amazing story campaign. So yeah, I'm interested. What era do you want to see, what era and what bit from that era do you want to see utilized in this new game?
I would like to see more of what we saw in Force Awakens in Battlefront. I think that would be kind of fun, like to be on Jakku, kind of. I think that would be kind of nice to have that, and also I would like to see more female characters, so I'm like, hey, Rey!
Because we got Jyn was a part of the last Rogue One update that they got. It was Jyn and Krennic.
Which was great.
And we got a little bit of Scarif on there, too, so.
Aw, Scotty.
Scott Eve. Hey, Scotty! Hey.
So, yeah, at least for me,
Sebastian
I would like...
coming out?
Maybe. But I liked... I would like to see more of the Force Awakens, and obviously, if they decide to be kind of like what Destiny is, and just add more stuff to it.
As it happens.
Yeah.
Make it more of a platform than oh, we're doing this, and then, all right, we won't support this for another 3 years. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
How about you, Michael?
Well, first, I'll say this. EA, and I'm not even a gamer anymore, but EA, please release a full game. Don't, from gamers to you, just release a full game. Don't release half a game for full price and then nickel and dime everybody. But as far as the eras, for me, it's got to be like the Clone War era time. I kind of miss those sounds, especially those sounds, just like the look. I kind of miss that. And then maybe something from Knights of the Old Republic, if they're willing to do that or get into that. Now, that I'm not sure, but I think that would be cool.
Yeah. I think the Clone Wars makes the most sense. If we get a little bit back from the original Battlefront days, I think that that makes the most sense. We get a little bit more commando-style battle infantry, whatever you want to call it. But let's... I like what we've got. I want to see the... I want to see new unseen stuff. I want to see even one out book stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like, let's bring this into reality since we're already taking a look at these famous battles from another angle. Mm-hmm. Let's go even further with that. Let's go to the time between Force Awakens and Episode 6. Like as a lead up. Like let's do the little in between stuff. That's what I'd be interested in as well as what both of y'all had to say as well. What are some of the folks in the chat room saying?
Well, right now they're mostly talking about the game.
Of course they are. Let's leave that there.
I'm not going to say anything. Slim 41 3rd says it has a lot of planets in it and tons of characters. I've invested so much money into Marvel Future Flight. I'm scared to play Force Arena. So we're going into like a bunch of stuff. Blasted Heap said he wanted a Star Wars RPG, which I am totally up for.
That could be real cool.
That would be great. I would play the crap out of that. So it's mostly a lot of just other stuff that they're talking about. A lot of Force Arena talk in the chat right now.
Going back to some classics.
Yeah, I know, right? We were having some Hera and Sabine talk too.
That would be great.
Yeah, cool flight stuff.
Heck yeah.
If we got, and I know this would go against what Disney is trying to do with their entire narrative and building this entire new canon, but what if we got Legends stuff? Because with Force Unleashed, we got the full game, and then after it was done, they said, no. Now let's do this, where we go full Sith, and they came out front. This isn't canon at all, but you'll get a chance to fight this person, that person, this person, that person.
Yeah, as long as they... I don't know. Because Disney has made a big step to let everybody know, like, yes, this is Legends, but we don't recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
So, on one hand, I think they'd be safe as long as they slap a big sticker on the back or something that says, like, not canon. You know, like, do not expect to see these characters anywhere but in here. This is just for your enjoyment. But, I don't know. On one hand, I think it would be cool, but I think it almost diminishes what they've been trying to do with the new canon. So, I'd say it'd probably be best that they just leave it alone.
Because they have stuff like that I've seen in other games where it's like fantasy match or fantasy this, and it's expressed as this isn't real, this can't happen. But especially if they're going to be covering multiple eras at the same time, we're going to have those matchups of the Krenics versus the Palpatines or something. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the same era. But, versus, Ray Sloan versus Krennic, you know, sort of a thing. Yeah. I think it's possible, and I think it would behoove them, if it doesn't come out, like, with release, that'll be one of their, like, third-tier season pass release things, where it's like, since you got the season pass, you're going to be able to unlock this mode where it's just one-on-one fights between legend characters.
Cool, cool. And then just, like, you know, during the loading screen, something like, remember, kiddies, these people will not be in the movie.
Yeah, yeah. Just confuse everybody. Yeah. Now, this is my transition to pod racing. So, today being one of the biggest sports days of the year, the Superb Owl, I think is what it's called. I'll have to check my sources on that.
You son of a...
Very good one.
Yeah, I could have made other nerd jokes. Sport! You know, the overplayed nerd jokes that happen all the time. I did. But, aside from stuff that we've seen in Maz's Bar, which we don't have as much info on, I know there was a book about one of these sports that came out a little bit around The Force Awakens. It was like a kid's book. But pod racing is one of the few things to come out of Episode 1 straight up that everybody went, okay,
that's cool.
That was really cool.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And a very cool game.
And it, dude,
extremely. Oh my God. Can we,
yo, Dreamcast, what up?
Arcade. Like, that's one of those things where it's like, when I make a lot of money, I'm going to find me a Star Wars pod racer machine.
Shut up.
I'm going to put that in my house.
It's on my bucket list. I was like, hey, registry, you could just give me money for my wedding. I'm just going to put that all into that.
No, dude, Zola. And then put that, and then people can, like, donate until you can get... Put that in your... Put a... Yes. Hopefully you don't live on, a second or a third floor. Try to get that giant machine up the stairs into your apartment.
I mean, I'll have to wait until... Because, I mean, we're eventually, going to, years from now, we're going to end up moving to the East Coast. I'll probably have to wait, because I don't want to have to move that entire thing with me.
Well, I mean, by then, you'll be balling. You'll just pay some guys.
That's true. I'll be like, you guys can just fly it out for me.
Yep. I feel like as... We were just talking about video games, but Star Wars Episode One Racer.
So.
One of the best racing games.
Yes.
And Star Wars games.
Yes.
Made.
Man, I played that so much.
I rented that so many times from the Blockbuster.
Ooh, oh my God, bringing it back!
That's right.
We were just talking about how we miss those nights where you can go Friday night, go to Blockbuster, get some popcorn and a movie or a video
game. Like walk around has this actor, but I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
Like, let's take a chance.
Yeah. Well, that, the
same. So the scene itself and the setup for the pod racing, it made it such a bigger thing that you almost didn't care about because of the character that they created with Sebulba. And you didn't really care about any of the other characters. Greg Proops was put in there awkwardly. No offense to you, Greg Proops. You're a wonderful person. But his announcing... made it not feel like Star Wars.
It did feel like,
but it was kind of cool. It was like cool at the same time, but it was like, it was weird. It wasn't specifically Star Wars, but I mean, it is Star Wars because it's canon.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you've got to imagine that these announcers in the Star Wars version of like soccer or football or tennis or whatever, they've got announcers that sound like, you know, any of ours, or like any of our new school or old school.
But that's the thing. So, you know. This is a galaxy far, far away. Long ago.
But there are similarities. And, you know, there's scoundrels here. There's scoundrels there. There's guys that are like, here comes Anakin. It's like,
here's he's cut around the corner.
I mean, I would rather listen to that than NASCAR. So.
It was. I think it was really cool. Now, I got a question to both of you guys and to y'all in the chat. Do you think, and I guess this is a very kind of niche question, but do you think that you would be interested in a movie similar to the anime film called Redline, or maybe even Days of Thunder, based around pod racing as like an anthology film? Like you say, you got like a cool kid, you know, maybe like a Tom Cruisean type coming up against with who was it? Was Michael Rooker in that? No, yes, can't remember who was in Days of Thunder. It's blanking on me now.
Yeah, I can look it up.
I think it was Michael Rooker, but anyway, like you know, someone in there that you know he's like a young kid. He's coming from something that's not pod racing, but it's like racing. He's coming into pod racing. He's the new hot ticket. And I mean, you know, do you think that that
could be
cool?
Making a trailer right now? Describing this. You know this, right?
Show Tom Cruise like turn around and then it's like,
I'm all for this.
Days
of pod racing.
Yeah, I feel like because I would like to know more of how pod racing kind of started. Like from like the beginning. Like, all right, let's do this. Let's talk about it. And get into it, that'd be fine. I don't know if I want like a full video game of it, but I definitely want
a full video game.
Sorry, not video game. Full movie. Sorry. Oh my God, my brain. A full movie of it. Maybe like a mini series.
Or how about like Rush? Rush was a very
good
movie.
Yeah,
Rush was good. Okay.
And, you know.
Let's get a Ron Howard
door out there. You know,
get a Ron Howard pod racing movie.
Yes.
All right.
That
I would be okay with that.
No, I want two pod, two racing, Tatooine Drift.
Don't get me and Michael started on this.
We here.
Like, I was like, don't get me
started. Because that Fast and Furious trailer is their hotness.
What, Fate? for Fast 8? Yeah.
It's going to be
the Fate of the Furious? Dude.
The Fate of the Furious, oh my God.
It's always going to be so real.
I got it, dude. If all you got to do.
They're driving on ice.
Oh my God.
There was a submarine, though.
It was a.
But Dom turned on the family, though.
So you have, but so in the, instead, you have a Star Destroyer, like coming low orbit,
flying
like,
super low.
Like, yeah, like coming low orbit, like crushing stuff through like Coruscant, and then like flying through the streets, like it would be cool.
I just want a new, map pack with New Worlds from. Like I want a Scarif map pack. I want a Jakku one where you're flying around the downed Star Destroyer.
Yeah,
all
that's
that
what
stuff.
I was thinking of.
And we're back to the game. We're pod racing.
Pod racing.
If it had the appeal of that, where it was a little bit more of a biopic. I don't know. I think both would work, but if they went Fast and the Furious with it, I'm afraid that it might, people might go a little bit too parody with it. Like, people might consider it a little bit too much.
So keep it closer to, like, if we could keep it closer to, like, Days of Thunder, Rush, Red Line, if you're an anime fan, that's a pretty cool. It's really just about a race, but it's really cool.
That came out last summer, right?
Red Line is 2 years old, maybe?
In Japan, because I know we covered it for one of another shows here. Otaku Movie Anatomy covered it a while ago.
Yeah, but it seems like 2 years old, I think.
It seemed really recent. And that's the Red Line.
But I think that could be really cool. You know, you have new, like you said.
2009.
Oh, man, is that old?
That's what it says here on, yeah, it's a 2009 film, Red Line.
It just doesn't seem that old.
They saw it in theaters. Maybe they had a special screening or something.
Maybe a Coruscant map where you have like a kind of like, you know how they race the F1s.
They did have a Coruscant map in the original game.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah. But again, we're talking about video games and not about the original thing. What are some of the folks in chat bringing up about their favorite pod racing memories?
Oh man, we started talking about names. Michael Roker.
Michael Rooker, yeah.
Yeah, that's that. I want a Talladega Night version of Pod Race movie.
Oh, no.
Only if they speak basic. As long as it's not, like, alien language and they're speaking basic, that's okay.
Sure. Vin Diesel of Star Wars would be interesting. Fate of the Pod Racer. Somebody told you to get out, Mark. I'm not quite sure where that is because it was so...
Probably from wanting a... The two pod, two racing, Tatooine drift.
Everybody's kind of slowly shoveling in because of the fact of the Super Bowl because it just ended.
Oh, hi everybody, welcome.
Hello. Yeah. Fast and Space Furious is what they were talking about. Jake Stanley says Redline was awesome.
Redline was awesome.
And Slim 413rd also agrees with those announcers were freaking awful.
So, and also tell us, beautiful folks in chat are just arriving. We're talking about pod racing. We're talking about how to reincorporate it with the world. Because if I do remember correctly, that was also on in Maz's Bar. One of the screens that they had was playing pod racing. Whether it was the Bunta Eve Classic is something lost on me or not, but...
The Bunta Eve.
Well, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Let's get a Gungan racer in there just to really hammer everything home.
Jeez.
Why not?
Well, the thing is, the trip is, Gungans really weren't the issue with that movie. It was one Gungan that was the issue. The rest of them...
I said Wungan.
Kwanawunga.
I hate you so much. Oh, my God.
See? Two. Two Gungans.
I did that. I did. No,
it was me.
It was me.
Let's not talk about Boss Nass. but going back to the pod racing scene, Jake Lloyd, bless you. But some of the acting in that was better by the computer characters. It seemed
okay. All right. Before I do think we can incorporate pod racing back into the. I think Han Solo would be a great movie to do that because it's something that's ancillary and it deals with people smuggling. Maybe he's smuggling some kind of special fuel for one of the things, and they just drop it off, and you see like a little side they're racing in the background or something like that, and then he goes on to his next mission. But Jake was really just doing what he was directed to do.
Yeah,
like I mean. Jake, you know, there's really only like one actor that came out unscathed in that whole thing because he was like, you know what? I'm like almost Oscar level. I don't care how I'm being directed. I'm just going to do my own thing. And even in the behind the scenes stuff, you can see Ewan McGregor was like, but I'm kind of going to do my own thing. I think I'll act like this. But you know, Jake Lloyd. Yes, it was. It took a little bit away, but at the same time, I figure he was probably directed to be that way.
Yippee! I think speaking of Han Solo, I mean, we know that he in the books, in the new canon books, as well as from the movies themselves, he's kind of got a racer's heart. So whether that started off, whether that started as him trying to be like their version of soapbox racing is for kids to create their own pod and do a little like a single engine pod race or something like that. Could be fun, could be a way to that got him and the best way to get the best parts was to lie, cheat, swindle people. Yeah. I don't know. Who knows? Since it seemed ancillary, and going back to Maz's bar, since it's something that still happens, you know, whether that was something that went away during the Empire's reign, we'll never know, because all of that was created after the original movies were made. But I think it's something that still has a place. But while the story is getting more and more personal, there's less of a reason for it to be there, so it has to be its own thing.
Yeah, well, one thing, I think it definitely will still be around, especially in circles like Maz's bar and like the people there circle, because no matter what galaxy you're in, if you can bet on it, it exists. And in this case, racing, you can bet on it. So I'm pretty sure that there's like the you know, Star Wars version of Vegas where, you know, like the boxing and the racing and whatever you can bet on is whatever has odds, whatever has a winner of some sort and a loser, there's someone spending money on it. And if there's money to be made, it's not going to stop. Okay. And that's where we have pod racing.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, people in the chat think that putting pod racing in the new Han Solo spinoff movie would be awesome. They think that there's a lot of Jake Lloyd talk in the chat.
Yippee!
A lot of people said, like, or agree with you, like, oh, poor Jake, you know, and things like that. And other people were like, well, if Garrett Farney in the chat was like, if Mark Hamill defends him, then I think Jake should be off limits. And everyone was talking about how, like,
he was a kid.
He was a little young skillet.
You got to get lucky with kid actors.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, yeah. But again, I think I do agree with you. I think that it would be really cool to see pod racing back into Star Wars now than it was back then.
Mm. Yeah, because just the sound alone in that scene. Now, it was a long scene. It was a long scene, but the sound effects in there were extremely, just so on point.
But do you want to see it in a movie first, or do you want to see it in video game form first?
I'd like them to come out side by side.
Okay.
Them come out with a movie about pod racing. Okay. Like, after, like, you know, say, weave it into, like, a Han Solo or something see what people feel about it, and then say, oh, okay, maybe we could do our Rush or Days of Thunder or something that's, like, far away from, far away from the Empire, kind of like I wanted to do something similar with the crime ring. Something that's like
Outer Rim.
Something that's away from the Empire. Something that shows that people, you know, some places people still just live a normal life, whether it was the Clone Wars or the Empire or the First Order. They're just like, we're way out here. Hmm. We've always been poor, or we've always been rich, or we've always been, you know, it's just, hey, I get up and I work for the UPS of the galaxy and nothing really changed for me. You know, like those type of people.
That makes sense. A lot of people are talking about Jake quite a bit in the chat right now, obviously, of like what happened to him after the movies and how, you know, it just kind of sucked. But everybody else is also talking about how great that scene was for a lot of people, even though it was long or whatever.
But it was so cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. And on Star Tours, take a drink because I'm mentioning Disneyland. On Star Tours, since they've revamped it to the new version of it, one of the most fun experiences to go on is the pod racing one. There is one where you land in Tatooine right at the start of the Bootleg Classic, and Sebulba messes with you, and you take out, it's a little sad, but you take out a couple of racers as you're trying to drive through. But it's fun. Like, it puts you right in the middle of that. They nailed pod racing. They absolutely nailed the idea.
It's really fun to watch and to be in
and to be a part of from a video game standpoint. Mm-hmm. Like, if there was something that they just swish, like pod racing, and I would say even more so than an actual movie, let's play with format a little bit more. I want an ESPN style 30 for 30 about a particular race,
featurette,
like a little documentary that's like a half hour, 40 minute, 44
classic
minute
racer such and such back in you know, I guess 1462 or something, mm-hmm. like whatever their, you know, 44 BBY or something like that, you know, and, you know, he was known for such and such, and his nemesis was such and such, and they had the greatest race during a desert storm or something, and it could be cool.
Or even more so, a redemption story for Sebulba, where this, the race that we saw, put him in traction. Like, because he got crashed. Like, Anakin crashed him. So he came back from
Disney.
Completely changed his ways, and is now, like, when he wins, he donates all of his winnings to charity, or this, that, and the other thing. And here's this character that we only got a little bit of a taste of.
Yeah.
But you always wanted to race as him, because he had flamethrowers in his engine.
Yes,
he
did.
So here we get this sweet redemption story, as well as getting more pod racing, and that just helps flush out the. I didn't even come with that. And that just happened.
That would be real nice, and probably something easy that they could throw. Probably something easy that they could throw into a Blu-ray, because 30 for 30 is, there's a lot of sit down interviews, so you don't have to. You'll still, of course, use effects, but you know, you won't have to do, like, you know, like the whole world and whatever. You could have kind of like a guy sitting with another dude, and it's like a regular interview. Then maybe show some old footage and just show the Boots of Eve classic again, and like that could actually be kind of done on the cheap. That might be a slam dunk for Disney.
Like that very much.
That's pretty dope.
Yo, so just letting you know, I expect the check.
This guy right here.
Yeah, no,
pretty
real.
Soon. You let me on the back lot, and I'm going to give you ideas, but I do expect some payment. That'd be great.
Yo, Disney.
Copyright that crap right there.
Don't take that. Take that. You got to pay for that. But holla at us.
And I will say, some of the folks... To the folks in chat that are discussing the prequels.
Oh, yes. They're going hard in there.
Are they? Okay. So something that I would suggest is, back when Joseph Scrimshaw was a weekly contributor on this show, we did watch-alongs for all six of the Star Wars films, and the prequel ones, and John Rocha joined us for Attack of the Clones. Watching with Joseph really helped bring the prequels into perspective. Mm-hmm. And those shows are available to watch on video on YouTube for absolutely free. Or you can go to our iTunes page, download all of the watch-alongs, and watch along with us. We let you know what version we're watching. We let you know when we press play. It's super simple, super fun, super easy. Highly recommend it. And we're in the planning stages to do, since... some people have been wanting us to do The Force Awakens for quite some time. We've been sort of tumultuous with who's available, who's this, who's that. Now that we have this crew going and we're pretty set for a little while, we're going to do The Force Awakens watch-along pretty soon. We're still working on a time, but we're going to do it pretty soon. And so make sure to follow us at Jedi Alliance Pod for more information on that. But back to proper pods.
Yes.
Yo.
That would be really cool.
I'm okay with this. I want it.
That would be really cool. Like, you just hit me with something I had no idea I wanted, and I want that.
Well, that's the thing is, like, we've been playing with format so much more with this new Star Wars world. Play, keep playing, just play, play. There's so many places that Star Wars hasn't been, and that sort of play by play sports, like people looking to their interview or like off, like third quarter perspective.
That would be very easy for them to do. Like, it wouldn't, you know, and then you already have the footage from, you know, episode one, so you don't really have to redo that. And slam dunk, maybe a couple of the other racers that, you know, interview them on how they've experienced the change in Sebulba or whatever. That could be real cool.
Or even a commercial for that 30 for 30, you know? Just an extended trailer where they use a little bit of footage here, a little bit of footage there, so it's not that, like, okay.
And see if people are feeling it.
I've seen this shot 5 times. I'm not about it. Why don't you animate something new? I don't know. I'm for it. What else do the wonderful folks in chat have to say about podracing?
Let's see here. I think everyone just kind of stopped as soon as you said that we were going to do a watch along. So now everyone's like, "Woo, watch alongs!"
And Rogue One too, right?
Rogue One is going to be coming out
later.
I think the rumor right now is that it's going to be coming out before Celebration,
so that they can make sense.
Yeah, so they can push it a little bit more.
So you know, people that show up buy your Rogue One right here. When you're waiting in the line, it'll be like in the line at the lobby.
So instead of like when you're like at a Walgreens and there's like gum and stuff there, it's like, look at all these Rogue One DVDs and Blu-rays.
Just pick one up.
Like instead of popcorn, it's, yeah, it's like, get your Rogue One in.
Can you imagine if someone's just like throwing Blu-rays? Oh, God, thank you.
Instead of a t-shirt cannon, it's a DVD cannon.
Nope, that sounds like that'll really mess somebody up. I mean... my eye.
Remember, it was free, and you signed a waiver.
You're like, all right, fine. I guess that's fine. Garrett Varney in the chat's like, I'll be in LA at the end of March if you need a third,
fourth.
Sorry, I can't count.
Excuse me, Garrett.
Sorry, you know what? He wants to join if you would like.
Ah, cool.
Oh, yeah, we did have some fan interaction on another one of our shows at AfterBuzz, which was weird, but cool. Yeah, it's just like, what's happening? Oh, but that's something for another time.
Yes.
Any final thoughts about pod racing?
I just want more of it.
Just want more?
Yes. Fam. Weave some into the Han Solo. Give me your 30 for 30. And then let's see how that goes. Maybe we can get like a Days of Thunder type, you know, or maybe like that redemption. You know, maybe the 30 for 30 ends with him like, and now he's re-entering the faded Boon to Eve classic, the classic cup or something. And he has like
the race that took him out.
He has like six more races. And the new movie is about the six races. You know,
I'm down.
Cool.
I'm so down.
How soon do we get a remake of the game? Because with this last release of Battlefront, we got Super Star Wars, we got Bounty Hunter, we got a bunch of games that were remastered from across all different systems.
True.
So it's entirely possible that they could retool a little bit of this pod racing.
Maybe they can make it like a DLC, like to do pod racing in Battlefront if they wanted.
Well,
could they make it small enough to make it?
Oh no, look at that face.
Could they make it small enough to be mobile?
No, it is
technically a small enough file to where it can be, but they would have to do a lot to retool it to make it mobile.
Yeah.
Criterion that helped work on the first game for Battlefront is the developer of the Burnout franchise, which is and a little bit of Need for Speed as well.
I love me some
Need for Speed, yo.
And so everybody's got the Need?
Hell yeah.
The Need.
Yes.
Hold on to me.
Man, Hot Pursuit was that realness back in the day.
Original Hot Pursuit, not the new one. Yeah. And if you want to hear about the Need for Speed movie, check out Video Game Movie Anatomy, where we did that a couple years ago at this point. But so Criterion remakes the pod racing game to be super sleek and new and modern. And
I want it.
Because we have dogfighting as a part of Battlefront. Keep it going, man. Let's do like Road Rash style. Like
I want it.
Because you are able to, in the movie, they're definitely hitting each other, bumping each other, blowing each other up, and stuff.
Dropping wrenches on people.
So, yeah, that'd be neat.
Yeah, I'm definitely.
I'm
into
so down for this. I just want to give everybody my money.
let's do this. I'm ready to go see it all. Ready to go play it all.
I want it.
Taking a look behind the curtain. I'll be perfectly honest. I didn't come too prepared for the episode today, because I figured we could have a wonderful conversation, which we have, and we thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
I'm really happy with what happened today, man. We've made some progress
guys,
as a group.
Tweet and include us, Jedi Alliance Pod. Tweet, make them make that new, look, we need some
mode.
More pod racing. We need some pod racing, and we need that 30 for 30.
I'm going to tweet at Criterion. Like with that clip of me freaking out.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts about anything Star Wars and life in general before we head out for the day?
No, I literally can't get my head around the fact that this could be possible of having another pod racing game. Like it's just that was my life for like months, and now that you just brought that back into my head.
There was
like,
a line at the arcade for that.
Yeah.
I'll never forget, dude. I actually want to see if it's still at Castle Park. By here.
Wow.
Oh, snaps. Awesome. I forgot that
they
it was
there.
Yeah.
Man.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was. I had
dude,
it
on my way home.
I had it on Dreamcast for like a long time.
No,
so, guys, the last thing I have is going and turning on, if you're watching this, most likely you have a copy of it in digital or whatever.
Yeah.
Turn on episode one, watch that one scene again. It's very, very cool. And then going and fast forward to the.
Oh,
you might as well go and watch those two scenes. There's no way you can turn that movie. Yeah.
I went a little Miss Piggy with it.
Oh,
can you
man.
Imagine if they hired her to do the theme?
Yo, and then like have her like Kermit,
like hands Kermit, going. Everybody in the chat is okay with this.
yeah, definitely. So check it out, guys. It's definitely worth watching again.
So down.
And stay tuned to our Twitter account at Jedi Alliance Pod for more information about when we're going to be doing our watch along for The Force Awakens.
Yes.
But until next time, or actually before we wrap up. Do you want to, well, thank you, Neil. Beautiful. Make sure to go to iTunes and leave us comments and ratings. Make sure to go to YouTube. If you're watching live, wait for the broadcast to be over. Maybe 20, 30 minutes. Just refresh the page. Leave a comment. Helps us out a lot. Leave us a thumbs up. And tell your friends about us. That's how we grow, along with your comments on iTunes. Telling your friends, having them be a part of the live show really helps our show to grow. But now, until next time, we will see you there. But Alexis, where can the folks find you on Twitter and keep contact with you throughout the week?
Yes. You can find me all over social media at ATORS890. That's Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all that good stuff. Smoke signals me at ATORS890. But don't forget, again, we still have that contest because I was gone last week. I didn't get to pick a winner. So definitely get on that iTunes. We are going to pick iTunes winners. I swear we're doing it next week. We're doing it. If you don't know what we're talking about, we'll retweet that printout so you can see it. So definitely leave us a 5- or 4-star rating because the other stars do not work. And leave us a comment about what's your favorite thing about Star Wars.
Mr. Michael Young.
Check it. You can find me at Nerd Soul on YouTube. Just search Nerd Soul. And you can find me online, O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G. Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A.
I've never heard you mess that up.
Never, ever.
I'm so sorry. It's all the pod racing.
You want to know why? Because it was the pod racing.
It's all the pod racing.
It's the pod racing. Pod racing is beautiful. Watch it. But also you can find me on AfterBuzz with Blindspot and Sleepy Hollow. Hold it down with, I don't know, a whole bunch of people that are super duper cool. So
great people.
Yeah.
And you can find me on Twitter at Mark B. Donica. If you want any wizard comedy, make sure it's weird using that as a adjective, as a descriptor. But yeah, find me on Mark B. Donica. I do a lot of stuff here at Popcorn Talk behind the scenes and on screen. We do Video Game Movie Anatomy, which I am one of the hosts for. And that is such a good time. We do it every 2 weeks. Last week we did Resident Evil, the final chapter. It goes as well as you thought, but my favorite thing about it is we cast a movie based on Resident Evil 7. That was my favorite part of the episode. That was so much fun. You can follow all of us here at The Popcorn Talk. Leave us a comment. Follow the entire podcast at Jedi Alliance Pod. And thank you for joining us because many Bothans died to bring us this information.
Aww.
Bye.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.